稣圣名来宣讲耶稣救人的福音。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I preach the gospel of salvation of Lord Jesus.
今天跟大家一起来探讨生命的起源与尊贵。
And today I would like to explore the origin and the nobility of life with you all.
我相信人常常对生命都有一种探索。
I believe all of us as humans, we have this search for life.
小孩子就会问他的父母。
And as children, we'll ask our parents.
我到底从哪里来
？Where do I come from?
那父母就回答说，是妈妈生的。
And the parents would say that your parents gave birth to you, your mom gave birth to you.
那父母又是谁生的？
Then who gave birth to your parents?
是爷爷奶奶、阿公阿妈生的。
Then will be the grandfathers and the grandmothers.
那一直问到最后，到底是哪一代
？And then you continue to ask the question, it just goes generation after generation backwards.
所以如果没有一个正确的答案
，So if there is no definite answer,
大家一定会很多的疑问。
Then many of us we have a lot of questions.
那人生的三部曲。
And so there is three parts to life.
就是我从哪里来
？That is, where do I come from?
我为何活在这个世界
？And then, why do I live in this world?
我将往何处去呢
？And then, where would I go?
这是人生命的三部曲。
And this is the three questions of our lives.
古人这样说了。
And there's an ancient saying.
说未知生，焉知死。
And says, without knowing life, how will one know about death?
至圣先师孔子他很有智慧。
And this is said, stated by the saint Confucius, and he's a very wise man.
也有很高超的伦理道德的观念。
Very high standard for morale and ethic.
但是对于鬼神或者是生死的问题他竟然不知道。
But when the question comes to be about life and death or about the spirits, he would not be able to answer.
但是生跟死对我们来讲是非常重要的。
But life and death is very important to all of us.
因为人生必经的过程，生老病死。
Because this is the path of life that is inevitable to all, which is birth, live, and then sickness and death.
那我们其实可以来探讨。
So we will explore.
其实我们能够从圣经得到这样的知识。
So actually, we can receive this kind of knowledge from the Bible.
也就是说，既然知道会死
，That is to say, if we know we will die.
我们更知道有生。
Then all the more we know there is life.
也就是说，在生死之间。
And that is to say, between life and death.
生之前，死之后。
Birth comes first, and then death comes after.
那这个三个问题呢，从圣经我们可以找到答案。
So these three questions about life, we can find the answer by looking through the Bible.
我们先看哥林多前书第八章。
Let's first turn to First Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多前书第八章第四节。
First Corinthians chapter 8, verse 4.
八章四节，论到吃祭偶像之物，我们知道偶像在世上算不得什么，也知道神只有一位，再没有别的神，虽有称为神的，或在天或在地，就如那许多的神，许多的主，然而我们只有一位神，就是父，万物都本于他，我们也归于他，并有一位主，就是耶稣基督，万物都是借着他有的，我们也是借着他有的。第七节。
Seven.
但人不都有这等知识，这里有提到。
So here it mentioned.
不是每个人都有这样的知识。
There is not in everyone that knowledge.
什么知识呢
？What is this knowledge?
万物从哪里来？
Where does all things come from?
神到底有几位
？And how many gods are out there?
那么 人是从哪里来
？And where does human being come from？
人是如何来的
？And how do we come about？
这短短的几个经节就告诉我们的。
But in these short passage, it explains it all to us。
也就像创世纪第一章第一节那里所说的。
And it's like what's written in Genesis chapter 1:1。
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
神用他的大权能创造了，在六日当中创造了这些万物。
And through his almighty power, in 6 days, God created all things.
在第六天又用尘土造人。
And on the sixth day, from the dirt, he made man.
那么神就是这样来创造天地万物。
And this is how God created all things in the universe.
所以当我们在探索这个问题。
So when we are exploring this question.
圣经其实早就告诉我。
Actually, the Bible has long before explained this to us.
这一位独一真神创造了万物。
And this one and only true God created all things.
而且生命的主宰给了我们生命。
And so this governor of all life gave us life.
我们来看创世纪的第二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2.
第二章第七节。
Chapter 2 verse 7.
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。名叫亚当，这里记载了神造人。
And here it records about God creating man.
而且所造的人呢，是用尘土而造。
And also this man is created of the dust.
有一个外形好像土偶。
And so he's formed a man in this image.
但是这时候还没有生命哦。
And at this time, there is no life in this person.
那神就在这个土偶的鼻孔吹了一口气。
So then God has breathed this breath into the nostril of this man formed of dust.
好，那他就成了有灵的活人。
Then this man become a living being.
好，那有灵的活人又称作有灵的活魂。
And also, also called a living spirit.
所以如果三元论来讲
，So if we would look at
以三个部分来讲
，If we separate into three parts,
人的生命就是灵魂体的。
And so our life is the spirit, the soul, and the body.
那人的生命，真正生命在哪里
？And so where is the true life?
其实就是在这一条永存的灵魂。
And so it is lies in this everlasting spirit.
这个圣经直接告诉我们。
And so the Bible tells us very directly.
人是从神而来。
A man comes from God.
而且当初神是用他的形象和样式来造人。
And also God created man in his image.
那么人有基本的神的形象和样式。
And man has this very basic image of God.
而且人因为有这一条灵魂。
And because man has this spirit.
人就有了他的尊贵性。
Then he has this nobility.
这是万物其他的活物所没有的。
And this is something none of other creations have.
所以当我们在看诗篇第八篇的时候。
So if we turn to Psalms 8.
诗篇第八篇这里敬畏神的人在颂赞神的伟大。
And here, those who fear God is praising the greatness of God.
他用诗歌来颂赞神。
And he used songs to praise God.
他说耶和华我们的主啊。
And he said, O Lord, our God.
你的名在全地何其美。
And how wonderful is your, how excellent is your name in all the earth.
到了第三节他这样说。
And in verse 3 he said.
说我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿。
Here, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moons and the stars which you have ordained.
人在地面上观察这个天上的万象。
So as humans, we are on earth and we're observing all these things in the sky.
我觉得这个天上的万象，日月星非常的有规律在运行。
And so we look at the phenomena in the sky, the suns, the moon and the stars, they follow this rule in their orbits.
而且神 造的这个日头能够发光。
And God also created the sun that is able to give life.
在 夜晚的时候又有月亮能放光。
And also at night, the moon is able to reflect light and give us light.
何等的奇妙啊
！And this is very wondrous.
而且呢，当观察万物天上的万象。
And so if we look at all creations, all the phenomena in the sky,
低头看地面上的人。
And then we look down on earth to the humans on earth.
有人说从外太空看地球。
And some people say if you look back at the earth from the outside in the space,
这颗地球就好像一粒沙一样。
And this earth will look like a small speck of sand.
那更不用说看到人啊。
And not to say you won't be able to see any man.
非常的渺小。
And we're very, very small.
那神造的所谓的活物当中啊，人也不是最大。
And in all the creatures that God created, man is not of the biggest stature.
很多动物的体型都比人高大。
There are many animals who are larger than us in size.
但是大卫却说，人算什么？
But then David here said, what is man?
这一位神啊，造物主啊，竟然顾念人啊。
What is man that you are mindful of him?
眷顾他，叫他暂时比天使微小一点。
And that you take care of him and you made him a little lower than the angels.
并且呢，视他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
And you have crowned him with glory and honor.
好，这里看到的神如何特别的对待人。
And so here in verse 5, we can see how God specially treated man.
正因为人有这条灵魂呢。
And because man have this spirit.
人有了基本的聪明智慧。
So we have this smartness in us.
人也有价值的判断，有道德的观念。
And we have values, we can discern between right and wrong.
这是其他活物所没有的。
And this is what all other creations do not have.
我也听到一句俗话说，人是万物之灵长。
And we have a saying in Chinese that humans beings are a unique being above all things.
这都是因为神特别眷顾我们人啊。
And this is because God specially cares for us.
而且神啊，把地面上所有的活物啊、万物啊，都交在人的手里。
And also, God has given the governance of all things, all the living creatures on earth, in the hands of man.
神叫人类啊，管理地面上所有的。
And God has entrusted to us humans to govern all things on the earth.
就像第六七八节说的，牛羊啦、田野的兽啦、空中的鸟。
And just like what's recorded in verse 6, 7, and 8, it's all the beasts on the land, and the oxen, and the sheep, and also birds of the air.
海里的鱼啊。
And also the fish in the sea.
所有的一切。
All things.
所以呢，最后还是赞美神，他的名何其美。
So in the end, we still praise the Lord. How excellent is your name?
所以这里看出啊，神如何对待人。
So from here, we can see how God treats man.
人有这一条灵魂啊。
And man has this spirit.
能够思考。
That we're able to think.
有感情，有意志，有智慧。
We have emotions and we have intelligence.
人有道德感，有廉耻心。
And we have a sense of morality and ethics, and we feel shame.
而且人真的能够管理这个地面。
And also man can truly govern this earth.
如果人真的善尽他的责任的话。
And if a person truly do his own duty.
这是神特别对待人。
Then God give this special treatment to man.
而且第一个人呢，神称他为神的儿子啊，亚当是神的儿子。
Also, the first man that was created, God called him his son. Adam is the son of God.
所有的受造之物。
In all creations,
就只有人有这么特别的待遇。
Only man has this special treatment.
所以从这里我们可以认知。
So from here we can see.
从我们过去人类以来的经验。
From all the experience that we have in history.
还有很多的这些科学家、天文学家在在的印证啊。
Also, all the astrologists and all the scientists has proved over and over again.
有一位啊，伟大的造物者。
There is this one great creator of all.
当然有人也认为说， 无神论才是可信的。
Of course, some people also think that atheist is the way to go.
无神论当然也是一个信仰了。
And of course, being an atheist, they also have some kind of religion.
因为他相信无嘛。
Because it believes in nothing.
可是他眼睛所看在的都是存在啊。
But everything they see exists.
所以有哲学家说我思故我在。
So therefore, there's a philosopher who says, I think, therefore I am.
我为什么知道我的存在？
How do I know that I exist?
因为我只会思考啊。
Because I know how to think.
当我在思考我为什么存在的时候。
So when I think about why do I exist.
这件事情就证明你存在了。
Then this proves that you exist.
那我们怎么知道神存在？
So how do we know that God exists?
有很多面向。
And there are many facets to this.
圣经说我们观察这个神所造的大自然。
So the Bible tells us if we observe the nature that's created by God.
神的永能和神性是明明可知的。
Then God's divine nature and his everlasting power is clearly seen.
这是记载在罗马书的第一章。
This is recorded in Romans chapter 1.
19节到20节啊。
Chapter 1, verse 19 to 20.
罗马书一章的十九节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 19.
神的事情人所能知道的，原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。这段话讲得很清楚。
So this verse tells us very clearly.
人的心中不管你是什么信仰。
No matter what religion you believe in, but in your heart,
人有都有一些基本的对这个万物的存在，或者是超自然的这一位神的存在呢，有一种基本的观念。
Then in all men's heart, no matter what they believe in, they have this basic understanding of the supernature and the existence of God.
就像中国人，他自古以来就有天的观念。
And just like the ancient Chinese, ever since the very ancient times, we have this knowledge of the heavens.
所以在造字的时候说，一大就是天。一大，唯一最大的就是天。
So when in creating the Chinese characters, the sky is the only greatest.
虽然是多神的崇拜。
And even though we're worshipping more than one God.
但是他还是觉得说有一位万神之神，就是众神当中有一位最大的。
But still, the ancient Chinese believe that there is one greatest God above all gods.
这个有接近圣经的。
And this is very close to what's recorded in the Bible.
但是唯一不同的是，圣经记载是唯一真神就只有一位唯一的。
But the only difference is that the Bible records there is the only true God is one and only.
所以神给人有一种基本的常识。
So God has given man this very basic knowledge.
就像这里说，神的事情，人所能知道的，原显明在他的心里。
Just like here, it says that the invisible attributes of God is very clearly seen and is understood by things.
这就是人在心里自然的被神启示。
And that is in the hearts of men, very naturally were inspired and revealed by God.
种内在的认知。
And so we have this inner understanding.
再来借着万物的存在。
Then through the existence of all things.
能够证明神是存在的。
That it proves the existence of God.
在我们那里有一个莺歌小镇它很著名的就是陶瓷很出名。
In Taiwan, there's a small town called 莺歌 It's known for its pottery.
很多人喜欢去那边选购欣赏。
And many people like to go visit the town to purchase pottery or ceramics.
茶壶啦，花器啦，等等的这些艺术品。
Teapots or vases, all these artists' work.
那有一些茶壶是出自名师之手。
And there are some teapots that are made a well-known artisan.
大家非常的赞叹在那边赏。赏析
And many people will be in awe of the great work and how beautiful the teapot is.
那店家就跟你介绍了，这是出自某某大师的手笔。
And so the store clerk will introduce it to you that this teapot is made by this very well-known artist.
那么顾客就会啊赞赏这一位艺术家。
And the customers will praise the artist.
也许他没有见过这一个人。
Maybe the customers had never seen this artist.
但是他借着他的巧夺天工的一个艺术品。
But through this wonderful artwork created by this artist.
这个太伟大了，太厉害了。
It's so great. All the details is really, really great.
或许我们没有看过这一位神。
So maybe we do not see this God.
但是我们看到他所创造的巧妙和伟大。
But we see his creations and how great his creations are.
再加上圣经的记载。
And also the recordings in the Bible.
还有众多弟兄姐妹的见证。
And all the testimonies of all the brothers and sisters.
我们没有理由不能够相信啊这一位神。
Then we have no excuse to not.Believing this God.
啊，所以神很爱我们呢。
So God truly loves us.
刚刚我们所读的圣经说，人算什么
？The Bible we just read, what is man?
啊，神竟然眷顾他。
But God is mindful of him.
把他放在受造之物当中啊，几乎是第一位啊。
And God had placed man in the highest position of all creation.
但是后来人为什么会失落了这样的一个尊贵性呢
？But why later on man has fall short of this position?
说穿了就是罪啊。
And that is because of sin.
啊，谈到罪啊，大家就会觉得很严肃啊。
And if we mention sin, we think this is a very serious topic.
但是我们透过理性的探讨。
But through our search.
哦，圣经说啊，啊，罪的工价就是死啊。
And through logical reasoning, then we can read in the Bible that the Bible tells us the wage of sin is death.
啊，创世纪记载啊，人犯罪以后。
And it's recorded in Genesis also that after man sinned.
就被咒诅了。
Then we're cursed.
啊，被赶出伊甸园。
And we're cast out of the Garden of Eden.
啊，因为神啊，在当初的人类啊，这个赋予他看守修理伊甸园的任务。
Because at the very beginning, after God created man, and God had entrusted the Garden of Eden to man to repair and to guard it.
哦，而且神啊，让人啊能够享用啊园中所有的果子。
And God also allowed man to enjoy all the fruits in the garden.
唯独一颗善恶果不能吃。
But except from this tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
因为吃的日子必定死啊。
Because the day you eat the fruit from this tree, you will die.
啊，那很可惜的。
But quite pitifully,
啊，这个夏娃啊，受到恶者的引诱。
And Eve was attracted by the devil.
啊，而且呢，啊，这个心中啊的这个欲望啊，想要与神同等啊，啊，就产生了。
And she started to develop this desire in her heart to be the same as God.
啊，她就伸手去摘来吃。
So she reached out her hand and grabbed the fruit from the tree.
又给她的丈夫吃。
And then she passed the fruit to her husband.
当他们吃了善恶果以后啊。
And after they took this fruit.
啊，果然眼睛明亮。
And their eyes were opened.
看到自己原来是赤身露体的。
And they realized that they are naked.
哇，躲起来啊。
And so they hide.
神一样叫照他们啊，照往常啊，向他们显现啊。
But as usual, God appeared to them.
啊，问说你们在这里做什么
？And said, "What are you doing here?"
哇，互相推脱责任。
And they start to put the blame on the other person.
所以人犯罪以后，显露出他的羞耻啊。
And so after man sinned, that shame developed.
啊，就躲起来，不敢见神的面了。
And so they hide from God, and they're afraid to see the face of God.
所以人的第一代啊，就这样犯罪了。
And so the first generation of men sinned like so.
罪的工价就是死。
And the wage of sin is death.
因为神说，你吃的日子必定死。
Because God has said to them, the day that you eat from the fruit of this tree, you will surely die.
啊，这个死包括两个层面呐。
And this death has two levels.
第一个层面就是肉体的死。
And the first level is the death of your body.
第二个层面是灵的死。灵魂的死。
And the second level is the death of the spirit.
啊，肉体的死就是人死的归土。
And the death of the flesh is you die and you belong to the dirt.
人是肉体造的归土。
And because man is built of flesh, and after death the flesh goes into the dust.
那什么是灵魂的死呢
？And what is the death of the spirit?
啊，就是人离开神的面了。
And that is man has departed from the face of God.
啊，人啊，跟神的生命断绝了。
And Man has been disconnected from the life of God.
所以犯罪之后的男女啊，分别被咒诅。
So after man and woman sinned, they were cursed.
啊，男人啊，要啊，这个汗流满面才得糊口啊。
And man must toil and sweat in order to sustain life.
人要耕种大地。
And they must farm the land.
啊，然后呢，大地生出荆棘棘藜来。
But the land will grow thorns.
啊，来啊，阻碍人的一种啊一种谋生啊。
To stop man from making a living.
女人要多受生产之苦。
And woman must suffer the pain of giving birth.
啊，要恋慕她的丈夫。
And will love their husband.
啊，然后被丈夫辖管。
And will be controlled by her husband.
啊，所以人一生啊，啊，劳苦愁烦啊。
So throughout our whole life, men will toil and worry.
啊，到头来啊，要断气的时候。
And in the end, when we're about to take our last breath,
往往是存着恐惧的心啊。
Very often, we'll be in fear at that moment.
因为不知道死后去哪里。
Because we do not know where we will go after death.
啊，那其实从圣经看啊，人死后只有两个去处啊。
But then, if we look at the Bible, we know that there's only two places to go after death.
永生的天国跟永行的地狱。
And that is the heaven with everlasting life, and also hell that has everlasting punishment.
所以如果世人罪仍然在他身上没有洗净的话，
So if men still have sin and the sin is not washed away,
啊，人的结局就是啊，按照公义的原则这样啊，到地狱受永刑的刑罚，永远的刑罚。
Then the ending of men by the judgment and righteousness will be condemned to hell and suffer eternal punishment.
都是在于神的公义的一面。
And when we talk about this, this is all about the justice of God.
但是神只有公义吗？
But do God only have justice?
啊，神更有慈爱。
He also has mercy.
啊，神啊，他为了实行他的慈爱。
And God, in order to display His mercy,
啊，没有牺牲他的公义。
He did not sacrifice his justice.
所以他预知人会犯罪。
So he knew beforehand that men will sin.
啊，所以他预定了耶稣基督成为人的样式来到世界。
Therefore, he predestined Lord Jesus to take the image of man and come to earth.
啊，在时候满足降生来到世界。
When the time comes, he was born onto the earth.
啊，他是无罪的神，为人成了代罪羔羊。
And he is a sinless God, but for the sake of men, he becomes the sacrificial lamb.
所以我们看这个约翰福音的第三章十六节。
Please turn to Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16.
约翰福音三章十六节。
Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。这里写得很清楚。
So here it writes very clearly.
神爱世人。
God loved the world.
将独生子啊，就是耶稣基督赐下来了。
That he gave his only begotten son, that is Lord Jesus.
啊，成为救世主了。
And became the Savior.
啊，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
耶稣是人，也是神。
And Lord Jesus, he is man, he is also God.
因为他是圣灵借着玛利亚怀孕生出来。
Because he was Mary conceived through Holy Spirit.
他既然是神，他无罪的神，他可以代替人的死。
Since he is God and he is sinless God, then he can die for man.
有罪的人，包括一些宗教的教主，他的罪还在，他不能够替人死。
And men with sin, even the religious leaders cannot die for other men because they themselves have sin.
只有这位无罪的神，耶稣基督才能够替我们的死。担罪而死。
Only this God who is without sin, Lord Jesus Christ, is able to die for us.
而且他死了第三天又复活了。
And after he died, 3 days later, he resurrected.
他战胜了罪恶，也战胜了死亡。
He have overcome sin and also death.
啊，所以他在世上传福音的时候。
So when he was on earth preaching the gospel.
他说：“生命在我，复活在我。”
And he says, "Life is with me, and resurrection is in me."
啊，信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
And all those believe in me, even though they die, they shall resurrect.
啊，复活得永生。
And they will resurrect and receive eternal life.
这就是为什么我们要信耶稣的缘故了。
And this is the reason why we must believe in Lord Jesus.
啊，各位好朋友啊。
And all our dear friends.
我们好好仔细的再来思考看看。
And let's think about this very carefully once again.
我们的一生真的是充满了劳苦愁烦的。
And our whole life is full of toil and suffering.
啊，时候一到，我们就要告别了。
And when the time comes, we will leave this world.
啊，到那时候就来不及了。
And at that time, it's too late.
啊，所以趁着活着的时候，我们可以来到真耶稣教会。
So let's take on this opportunity while we're alive that we're able to come to True Jesus Church.
继续来查考这永生之道。
And continue to study this truth about everlasting life.
你不会白费你的生命。
This will not be a waste of your life.
啊，有广告词说，给我三分钟，我给你全世界。
And there is a commercial that says, "Give me 3 minutes, I give you the whole world."
啊，曾经就有一个姐妹来到教会。
And there's a sister who came to church once.
啊，她原来就是耶稣，就是基督徒了。
Originally, she was a Christian.
啊，只是她很久没有来聚会。
It's just that she has not come to service for a very long time.
啊，有一回她被邀请到教会，她自己走进教会。
And there was once.That she walked into the church herself.
那一天是星期天，她以为我们有主日学。
And
以为是主日的聚会。
And it was a Sunday, so she thought we have service because she thought the service is on Sunday.
其实那天刚好是我们教会的福音茶会。
But actually, it happens to be our gospel tea on that day.
她很久没有聚会了，心灵非常的饥渴。
And she has not attended service for a very long time, and she feel very lonely in her heart.
她就走进来了。
So she walked in.
参加福音茶会以后。
And after attending the gospel tea,
大家这个跟他谈到
And our brothers and sisters talked with her.
他才说他原来从小就是在某某基督教会受洗了。
And so she shared that since little she was baptized in other Christian churches.
那传道想说，你既然是基督徒，应该基本对圣经的道理都有认识了。
So the preacher thought that since you're a Christian, then you should have some basic understanding of the teachings in the Bible.
就跟他谈得救的五大教义
So he started to discuss with her the 5 basic doctrines.
用圣经跟他分享。
And started to share with her the Bible.
他从小信耶稣，但是他几乎从来没有看过这些经节。
And she believed since little, and she was a Christian since little, but she has almost never read any of these verses.
你为什么要信耶稣？
You ask her, why do you want to believe in Jesus?
最终就是要灵魂得救啊。
And it's because you want to receive salvation. You want your soul to be saved.
那请问得救的条件是什么？
Then what is the criteria to be saved?
要不要洗礼啊？
Do you want to be baptized?
洗礼很重要，要赦罪啊。
Because baptism is very important for the forgiveness of sin.
要到哪里洗？
How to be baptized? Where should you go to be baptized?
有没有受洗浇礼啊？
And have you received foot washing sacrament?
有没有得圣灵啊？
Have you received the Holy Spirit.
守的是主日还是安息日？
And do you observe Sabbath on Saturday or Sunday?
圣餐礼是如何守的？
And how do you conduct the Holy Communion?
她那一天心中五个大问号。
And on that day, she has all these 5 great question marks in her head.
因为她从小去的教会呢，这个五大跟得救有关系的条件
Because the church she has gone to since little,
没有照圣经
And they had never followed the Bible on these 5 basic doctrines about salvation.
正当她陷入沉思的时候
So when she started to go deep into her thought,
传道就是说，你给自己三个月。
And the pastor told her, give yourself 3 months.
来真耶稣教会查考道。
Come to True Jesus Church and study the truth.
有可能这个三个月给你永生
Perhaps this 3 months will give you eternal life.
你好好来查考。
Come and study well.
她真的很谦卑
And she's truly very humble.
从那天开始不管是晚间聚会、安息日聚会，她都来参加。
From that day on, whether it's evening service or Sabbath service, she attended all.
很认真地查考圣经的道理。
and she really put in the effort to study the truth in the Bible.
我们也鼓励她求圣灵。
And we also encourage her to pray for the Holy Spirit.
慕道两个半月得圣灵。
And after she's been truth seeking for 2.5 months, she received the Holy Spirit.
更加确定耶稣真的爱她，她真的来到得救的教会。
And she was more sure about the love of Lord Jesus, and she truly came to this church with true salvation.
经过一段时间的查考啊。
And after some time of studying,
她离开她原来的教会，她归入得救的真教会。
And she left the church that she used to go to, and then came to be baptized into true Jesus Church.
还有一位郭老先生啊，郭执事啊。
And we also have Deacon Guo.
年轻的时候，他是劳力的工作。
And when he was younger, he did labor work.
他常常要到果菜市场啊，去搬运那个冷冻的蔬果到批发厂去卖。
And very often he has to go to the market to carry these boxes of fruits or vegetables and to sell in the market.
他非常热衷于台湾民间信仰。
And he was very into the Taiwanese beliefs.
他每年八月啊，农历八月啊，他会请八家将啊到他家来做法祈福。
And so every August, according to the Taiwanese tradition, he will invite these 8 gods to come to his home, to bless them.
他身体也很健壮。
And he's also very strong.
他以为他的人生啊，一定会很成功。
And he thought that his life, he will be very successful.
想不到。
But
有一天工作的时候啊。
Out of his expectation, one day when he was working,
他突然啊，身体冒冷汗啊，然后越来越没有体力啊。
And he started to sweat and start to feel very weak.
他想说可能小感冒了，回去哈、叫太太啊，煮一点东西啊，就是啊那个辣椒煮一种面线啊，吃了大概就会驱寒的了。
So he thought that maybe he had cold or flu, so he thought it's not so serious. So he went home and asked his wife to make this remedy, which is pepper like chili with noodle. And he thought he would get well.
可是他吃了以后还是一觉就躺下去就一躺就起不来了。
But after eating that bowl of noodle, he fell onto the bed and he couldn't get up anymore.
他太太赶快请医生来诊断啊。
And her wife immediately invited the doctor, to take him to the doctor for diagnosis.
很不幸啊，他得到的是我们那时候叫做富贵病啊，就是肝发炎啊，肝炎，肝炎，肝发炎。
So he has some infection in his liver.
哇，那很严重啊！医生说，赶快送医院啊，不然啊，可能没命了。
And it's very serious because it's acute and he could die, and so they need to rush him to emergency.
可是他那时候还不认识耶稣啊。
At that time, he did not know Jesus.
他想说靠神明。
And so he wanted to rely on his folk religion, the gods.
去找了很多庙宇神坛，开了很多偏方草药，还有符水回来喝。
And so he went to a lot of the temples and a lot of the altars and got a lot of remedies.
不但没有见效啊，反而越来越严重。
And not only it was of no use, he actually got worse.
因为吃了很多偏方草药啊。增加肝的负担，后来肝炎变成肝硬化，肝硬化最后快要变成肝癌了。
And so because he took all these medicines, Chinese medicines, and it overloaded his liver, so his liver hardened, and in the end, he almost got cancer.
经过两年的折腾，医生说你生命没有多久了，跟他的家人说。想要吃什么东西回去弄给他吃的。
And so after 2 years, the doctor told him that he does not have much time left. So whatever he wants to eat, just take him home and let him eat anything he wants to eat.
那时候如果是这句话，等同于现在的这个病危通知了。
And so at that time, when the doctor say this, it's the same as giving you the critical illness notification.
这时候，他的大姐来看他。
And so at that time, her elder sister came to visit him.
她是真耶稣教会的信徒。
And she is a believer of the True Jesus Church.
跟他的弟弟说啊，你要来找耶稣啦，耶稣是全能的大医生啦。
And so she said to her brother that you should come to seek Jesus because he's the Almighty Doctor.
可是这个郭先生啊，非常的铁齿啊。
And so, but this Deacon Guo at that time, he was very hardened.
应该是说耶稣还没有开他的心呐、啊。
And we could also say that Lord Jesus at that time had not opened his heart.
他说有病应该要找医生，找什么耶稣？而且他最痛恨的就是基督教，什么宗教他可以信，唯独基督教就是他最痛恨的。
And so he said, like, if I'm ill, I should seek the help of the doctor. Why would I go seek Lord Jesus? And the out of all religions, the one that he despised most is Christian.
他的太太带着儿女啊，到教会来聚会。
And his wife brought his children to come to the church for service.
回到家，被他锁在外面啊，露宿餐风啊，也不让他进去啊。
And when they returned home, he locked them outside and would not allow them to enter.
他宁可跑到大老远的北港啊，去抽签啊，卜卦，他也不要到教会来。
And he rather go all the way to Beigang than the temple there to ask the gods there, and he would not come to church.
后来他真的走投无路了。
And later on, he really has no way to go.
有一天啊，他硬着头皮啊，真的来到教会。
And one day, because he had no choice, he came to church.
他进到教会，我们教会的时候啊，看到一群老人家笑眯眯地迎接他。
And when he entered our church, he saw many elderly members welcomed him with a smile on their face.
其中一个老人说：“年轻人，一日福气，一日平安，三日福啊，怎么到现在才来？”
And one of the elderly said to him that one day of blessing, one day of peace is 3 days of blessing. Why did you only come to the church now?
啊，只要还有一口气，还来得及。
If you still have this one last breath and you still have the opportunity.
他顿时感觉非常的温暖。
And he suddenly felt the warmth.
这个基督教没有想象中的那么可恨啊。
And Christianity is not all that he had imagined before.
这些信徒大家都很喜乐，到底是他中了第一特奖是不是？
And all these members are all very joyful. Maybe they've all won the lottery.
他开始来慕道。
And so he started to true seek.
主耶稣开他的耳朵，开他的心。
And Lord Jesus opened his ears and opened his heart.
道理这么好，我怎么不早一点来求道啊？
So he thought, oh, this truth is so wonderful. Why didn't I come here earlier?
大家帮助祷告。
And all the members helped him pray.
啊，大概已经超过了医生说的死期的，他还活着。
And he has passed the last day, way past the last day. The doctor told him he could live, and he's still.
而且身体越来越好。
And he's healthier and healthier every day.
人家建议他去医院再去检查看看。
And some has recommended him to go to the doctor and to the hospital to check again.
检验报告出来，所有肝指数都正常了。
And the result came back that everything was normal.
哇，信耶稣这么好。
And he thought it's so wonderful to believe in Jesus.
后来他就带着全家大乔哈，一家六口受洗归入主的名下。
And so later on, he brought his whole family, all six of them, and be baptized under the name of the Lord.
那时候，那身体就恢复健康。
And then he has regained his health.
而且呢，很认真做圣工。
And he also was very diligent in doing holy work.
后来被按立为教会的执事。
And later on, he was ordained as a deacon of the church.
今年应该88岁了。
And this year, he's about 88 years old.
两三年前我去那个教会领会啊。
And two, 3 years ago, when I went to the church to conduct service.
郭执事身体还好吗？
And I asked him, Deacon Guo, are you well?
感谢主了，还好。
And he said, Thank God, I'm healthy.
80多岁了。
He's 80 something now.
我跟他握手。
And I shake his hand.
他的那个手掌力道啊，比我这个年轻人还要大，我被按的手有点痛啊。
And he has a lot of strength in his hand. I feel like a little bit painful when he shakes my hand.
传道说，郭执事请高抬贵手。
And so the preacher said, Oh, please be gentle on me.
感谢主啊。
And thank God.
所以他的见证叫做肝硬化，心软化。
And so his testimony, the title would be that his liver was hardened, but his heart was softened.
还没有肝硬化之前呢，他的心呢，非常的硬。
And before he had liver problem, his heart was very stiffened.
但是正当他还在痛恨耶稣的时候，主耶稣已经爱他了。
But he, when he was hating Jesus, Lord Jesus already loved him.
在他走投无路的时候，心甘情愿的时候，主耶稣就伸手救他了。
When he had no way out, and he, when he was willing, Lord Jesus reached out his hand and saved him.
当然，没有每一个人都是像他这样要付出那么大的代价。
And of course, not every one of us has to give so much to come to believe in God.
我们身体健康的人，日子过得平安顺利的人呢，也需要来找耶稣了。
Even if we have very smooth days and we're healthy and everything is good, we still need to come to seek Jesus.
因为我们信耶稣是为了来生啊。
Because to believe in Jesus, the purpose is for our next life.
将来我们要去哪里，今生就决定了。
Where do we go in our afterlife is determined in our current life.
所以趁着活着还有今天。
So while we're still alive and we still have today,
我们应该为将来打算。
Then we should plan for our future.
天下人间没有其他的拯救了。
There's nothing else on earth that is the salvation of God.
为耶稣才是独一的真神，唯一的救主。
Jesus is the only true God and the only Savior.